neither created nor destroyed. Think of the air, then. Think of atoms from a burned beeswax candle lifted by heat into air, atoms that were once nectar, and before that, bud, stalk, root, seed, all that grew from life decomposed, whisked off on wind. I buried only half of my parents' commingled ashes. The rest I saved for the garden. I left them unburied for years, inert in their urn. They nagged, not for burial, but the untended garden. Their atomized hearts and lungs were already gone on the currents, rained on the ocean, perhaps, or a London street, or a field in China, turned to hurricane, runoff, rice. Finally, November, I pull up overgrown grass and weed. I turn over earth and memory. Here grew food for the summer table. Over the raw earth, I scatter their ashes, dig them down to root depth where they wait all winter. In June, no practical plants rise from their bones. Instead, the last of them blooms into poppy, snapdragon, daisy, into coreopsis, columbine, cosmos, the riotous chorus of matter.